Covering Michigan like no one else. This is the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back to it. The weather is terrific. And I'm here to tell you, I've had a good week. Ivy and I broke the curse. We broke the curse. We found morel mushrooms on our own, about 20 of them. And I don't care if we had found one. We'd have rolled around it in like a puppy. If we had found just one, we'd just have rolled around in the ground just to prove and get that stink off us from the curse of no morels. So that's over. Plus, we've caught a tremendous amount of fish because the fish in the ponds, anyhow, are biting and like savages. It's good fun. My good friend Ron Rademacher, adventurer, storyteller, fisherman, wanderer, just a generally lost soul, back with us. Ron, welcome to the program.
Steve, so good to hear from you. I'm glad that you talked about the morels. I want to come back to that, but I did have to mention fishing. I took a page from your book. And took half of Monday off and went fishing, so I'm enjoying my first sunburn of the season.
Nice!
It was so beautiful out there, I decided to take my shirt off. Now,
you
it was
idiot.
A remote lake, so there wasn't the usual public outcry about, you know, when I took my clothes off.
But satellites in space could see that whiteness. Go on.
No, but it was fantastic, and I did not catch any fish, but I saw a lot of fish. Of course, I thought I was going to get a lot of big bass because it was the 14th.
Right.
And of course, I had to throw them all back, which I usually do anyway. But.
Yeah, I throw them back anyway. But know that May 15th, you can pretty much set your watch by it. The fish will be biting. The bass will be biting by May 15th. You can pretty much bet on it. Now, bass season doesn't open in a lot of places, I think, for another week. Or is it open now?
I think it opened May 15th.
Oh, well, maybe it did.
Anyway. I think May 15th is the day. And so so that was great. And I hope you can settle a bet for me because this morel mushroom thing, you know, they're expecting larger than normal crowds in Boyne City.
What a shock.
Because you found some, and if they figure if Gruber can find them, they must be thick on the ground.
But I found them downstate. I found them in Ingham County. So everybody can flock to Ingham County.
That settles that.
Yeah.
But there is a bet going on here. You guys want to hold it down on Mellon Group? They want to know what the outcome of the bet is. No, whose was biggest? Who found them first, you or Ivy? That's the real question. Who spotted it first?
Fine. It was Ivy.
I want it. You guys, I knew it.
Fine.
All right,
fine,
so.
Ron. It was Ivy. Ivy found the first one, all right? And then we found a whole bunch after that. But I had cleared the trail. I cut a path to this old apple tree. I said, here, let's look here. And she said, I found one. I said, you did? And then she found another and another. So, yes, it was Ivy, all right? Do you feel better? You've shamed me completely.
Well, no, not at all, because it was a team thing, obviously. She wouldn't have found that spot in the forest without your guidance.
Well, yeah, something like that.
So.
I wouldn't have found my way through the wilderness without her guidance. Yeah, I get it. I got it. Well played. But, yeah, the National Morel Festival, because the reason I bring that up is because of the National Morel Festival, Boyne City this weekend, but... Ivy and I have had such poor luck finding morels actually out there, which, by the way, I've read there's as many as 19 subspecies of morels living in Michigan. But we hired a guide. We have a guide for the National Morel Festival in Boyne City because you can do that. You can have a guide, and I'm going to partake.
Absolutely, and you know, and it's you're gonna even if you don't find morels on that, those guys are so good. You learn so much about what's out there and the different kinds of mushrooms.
You know what?
The thing starts tomorrow.
Yeah, I'd better find morels. I don't want you to even bite your tongue when you even if you don't find any. If I don't find any, I'm taking the guide out and flogging him.
Well, listen, if you can get up there tomorrow, that's when it actually starts, and they start the whole festival off with a craft beer block party on Thursday.
Mm.
So that puts you in good shape for your hunt on Friday or Saturday, whichever day you're going to go. They usually know where they're going. I think you're going to find somewhere else up there.
Yeah, there's a place up there called Chandler Hill that looks like a Walmart parking lot this time of the year. So, you know, it does. I'm not kidding you, you know, because the locals have gone there for years and the old, and then, you know, the word gets out and the word gets out. You know, the best thing about morels for next year, if you find some this year, for next year, if you want to find them again, keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, keep your mouth shut, and you'll be able to go to the same place. If you cut them off instead of pulling them out by the roots, the spores will stay. They'll come back up next year. And, of course, this year we've had absolutely perfect weather.
Yeah, it's outstanding. So. We just had some rain. Now it's going to get hot. They should boom. All right, but before we forget the rest of the world, what's going on in the UP this weekend?
Well, in the UP, we got two big things going on. This is the International Migratory Bird Festival in Copper Harbor.
That's cool.
People come from all over the world to gather there because there are birds, coming from south, going north toward the Arctic. And the other thing, if you're going up to the UP, a lot of people will be planning going. I know Memorial Day is coming. People that take trips. There is an old growth forest that a lot of people don't know about that's known as the Hemlock Cathedral. And this is on Stonington Point. If you go to my website, MichiganBackRows.com, shameless plug, and click on Hemlock Cathedral, it'll show you 300-year-old hemlock trees and tell you exactly where this little trail is. So another beautiful spot that a lot of people don't know about.
I've got a comment here. I just can't look the other way. Mark the mayor says, keep your mouth shut. Seriously, your mouth doesn't stop, he says to me. I mean, wow, tough crowd. That hurts me a little bit. You know, I have feelings, you know. All right, so before we run out of time, the World Beer Expo is being held this weekend. Tell me about that real quick.
You can't win no matter which way you go.
No kidding.
Yeah, the World Beer Expo is in Frankenmuth. This is actually a fundraiser done by the JCs, Young Men of Action. And so they do it a little bit different, but every beer you drink over there will contribute to the betterment of our communities, which I've always said is the way to go anyway.
Right. Drink beer, help the community. That's what I say.
That's exactly it.
All right, we got to leave it there for today. And one other little note for everybody that I caught, the salmon fishing is on fire at St. Joe Benton Harbor right now. On fire. Big limits, big fish, 25-pounders, lots of them. Cold water charters, check it out on Facebook. I'm not kidding you. I went and looked. I mean, it's been on fire for about 6-7 days now. Might go for another 6-7 days. The guy that I talked to, my good friend Captain Mike of Cold Water Charters, said he's never seen anything like it, ever.
That could be a good opportunity for catch and cook if you don't know how to do it.
There you go.
One of those guys to take you out there.
MichiganBackRoads.com, the place to find Ron Rademacher. MichiganBackRoads.com. Ron, be careful out there.
Thank you, brother. Have a good time this weekend.